Hey folks, this is David Shore for Krupp's Child Protective Services. You know, now that the new year is coming, the one thing that I'd like to pass on is this. Don't worry about like transgenderism, LGBTQ, taught in school or anything. Let's focus on the reading, writing, and arithmetic, which kids are going to need. They're going to need to know how to read, how to write, and, you know, the reading and writing should, they should understand what they're reading, and they should be clear on what they're writing. Not just, you know, writing their ABCs and 1-2-3s and writing coherent sentences, which is understandable. And get away from, have the kids get away from doing these abbreviations. Because if you actually teach them how to write an actual letter, and especially to celebrities, you know how many emails and regular mail that celebrities get? Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions. You know what a lot of the celebrities say that they enjoy the type they get, like they get? Believe it or not, it's not emails. It's handwritten letters. Or use their computer to type out a letter. That is lost art. Learning how to put thoughts to paper, as they said. And, you know, journal writing. Write in a journal. I mean, you know, if you want to call it a diary, you want to call it a journal, whatever you want to call it. Doing that will get your thoughts down. Like I said, my daughter is writing a script. She's not had any formal training. She is doing real well. I will tell you right now, when she is done, I'm going to help her type out everything she's written, which is a lot of pages, and I'm going to take the first 10 pages and I will submit that to, you know, the people of the episode that she's, or the movie she wants to make, and see what the people have to say. I think it's real well, and the way she describes it to one other person, yes. It's hard work. I'm not going to tell you it's not. And my daughter, like any other writer, will write and then all of a sudden go back and say, well, no, I didn't want to say that. This is what I wanted to say. And get other people's input. But, you know, take the criticism with a grain of salt. But also, if there's something that could fit into what you're writing, by all means, use it. Bruce Lee had said that, and it's an old saying, that you take that which is useful, disregard the rest. Now, the arithmetic. Like I had said in the past, I taught my kids math by using pennies. Now, you're going to say, well, what's pennies going to do? Well, it's a visual representation of whatever. But also life skills. Now, this is the meat and potatoes of this episode. Life skills. Financial intelligence, I will call it. And what does that mean? It means learning how to make a budget. How money works. How investments work. If you can afford it, by Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow. It will teach, even parents can learn things from it. And first, it's getting out of the rat race. In other words, don't, you get your paycheck, don't blow it on this, that, all these other things. First, what bills do you have to pay? I met a waitress today with my daughter. she doesn't get a usual paycheck. If you know about waitressing, you know that you don't get, you get below minimum wage, but it's the tips that brings it up to minimum wage. And what she's had to do is her kids need food. So she's got to buy food daily, not weekly. She can, she can't just go to the grocery store, because also she has to think of transportation. Also, if rent is due, in other words, it's not just one thing. And I understood that. I gave her a very nice tip. Hopefully it'll be enough to where she can get 2 days of food. But that's a good example of, and she's been at the same job for 12 years. She doesn't know whether or not she's going to leave. But I will say this to mothers and fathers who are doing this. If you don't know whether or not you want to move on, if you're nervous, that's perfectly all right. But I'm going to tell you, you have to do what's in the best interest of your children. And I know that by switching to another job, well, for starters, you have to give the 2 weeks notice there. Then you start the orientation at the new job. Then maybe you'll get a paycheck the following week. But during that time, you don't have any money coming in. And if you're like this woman whose kids are, you know, they keep on asking, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, why don't you go shopping?" And it's like, we can't afford to go shopping every week. We have to get food every day. And so the financial intelligence that they need is, okay, right now they don't have to pay anything. Show them, hey, look, this is our rent. This is how much we pay. This is how much we have to pay for utilities. This is how much we have to pay for, like, transportation, getting back and forth to work, how much money I have to put in for gas, things like that. And many times parents make the decision of putting money in the tank so they can get back and forth to work, which is noble. And then you might have enough from tips alone to get your kids something to eat. You know, CPS doesn't care. All they care about is how the kids look on the outside. And maybe some CPS social worker says, you know, I don't think that they're doing such a good job. I'm going to suggest that they're neglecting your children and that use eminent and not eminent domain, but you know what I mean. Exigent circumstances. Yeah, exigent circumstances. And they'll take your kids, even though you're not abusing them, you're doing the best you can. And you're just, I've got to make a living. I do. I have to make a living. And giving up one job so you can go to another and not knowing where, if you're going to have enough money to be able to feed your kids for the day, if not the week. I wish they would have had financial literacy when I went to school. How many of you wish they had that too, where they taught you things like how to negotiate for a salary, know what the median salary is for the position you're applying for, you know, also how much is it going to cost to get your utilities turned on? Unless, of course, you don't have to worry about that. And they said, don't worry, no deposit. And they just get your utilities on. How much is the average utility bill gas, water, electric per month for the place you're going to rent. How much is rent going to be? Is a rent this year going to be different than next year? Will it be higher next year? How much is car insurance going to cost? How much are car payments going to cost? In other words, and how much is food? You know, have your kids actually participate? And if you've already done that, bravo, thank you. If you haven't, well, you're going to go in there and you're going to look at name brand and generic and say, okay, we've got X amount of dollars. So they go down and they first do a dry run. And so you write down the ones that they want, and then you go to the generic, and then you go to the bottom. It says, now which side can we afford? If they say the one on the right, then get the generic. And just say, when we're doing better, we can start picking from the other side. And, you know, and if they ask when's that going to be, be honest. If you don't know, you don't know. If you're working to do better, then by all means, do better. And now I'm going to get on a subject I am very familiar with. Ladies, if your significant other cannot hold a job, that they get a job, maybe they stay for a paycheck, maybe they stay for a month, maybe 2 months. They go there. And if they're walking off jobs, or maybe they get themselves fired, I don't know. For the gentleman, I say, will you please get your head out of your ass? You have responsibilities. People had yelled at me about that. I was living off my wife's salary. Yeah, I was staying at home. But you know something? I really wasn't doing anything at home. Got everybody upset, and rightfully so. In the past, I was the worst man you'd ever want to meet. I'd spend money like it was going out of style and think, my wife's going to get paid. We'll be okay. I get a truck driving job, and there are times I would just get home, and it's like there's a stack of mail, and the bills are on the bottom, disconnect notices, even though I'm got a guaranteed minimum of $750 a week. And I couldn't figure out, why can't we pay our bills? Why do we have disconnect notices? And here comes the kicker. Ladies, if you're like that, you wait until the disconnect notice, and the husband isn't keeping a job, or if you're spending money like it's going out of style, and I don't know your situation, I don't. But if the situation involves something like that, you know that the COVID eviction moratorium is no longer around. My daughter is moderate mentally handicapped. She's 28 years old. And there's a situation that my daughter now has to take, because otherwise she's going to end up on the streets. It's not that she's spending her money like crazy. She's not. She's watching her money very carefully. All of her bills are taken care of. She's got to get caught up on back rent. There's a story behind that, and I'll go over it once they get it all taken care of. My daughter is taking on responsibilities that I know the average person may or may not be able to handle. you know something? I'm proud of her. She learned financial intelligence, you're basically learning how to do things that we should have been taught all of our lives. We should have been taught since day one. But, like myself, many of us learn our money habits from watching our parents. We may see one parent spending money and the other parent complaining that we don't have the money to spend. And what do? We drift towards the parent that's spending money. You say, hey, it's fun. Hey, I can buy anything I want. Like, the bills are just going to pay themselves. But as we become adults, and we start seeing the bills, we start seeing how much rent is, how much car payments are, and everything. If you were in a hurry to grow up, you start realizing you should have stayed as a child while you had a chance, but also learn how money really works. Money is nothing more, nothing less. Green pieces of paper with dead presidents on them. That it is a form of currency that you use to buy and sell with. And the wealthy learn that it is a tool like anything else. But unfortunately, if you're not into wealth, it's never enough. That's why people say when it's gross pay, it's gross, because when you look at your net, you're going, I worked all week for this. And there's another part. Learn about business, basic business. You can do it online. You don't have to spend money to learn about business. And business 101 is, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. So after all expenses and everything, what you have left over is your operating expenses. And that's including paying yourself. You see these corporations making billions, if not trillions, of dollars. I didn't know that the Rockefellers were trillionaires. Yeah. They don't announce it, but they are so wealthy, they're never going to go through that money. And that's a bad part. There are people, less fortunate people, that these assholes won't teach the average person what they know, and definitely won't share their money. If they each gave each person $1 million, that's less fortunate, in the United States, and also taught them how to invest 10% of that $1 million into the stock market, you think we'd have poverty? Hell no. But yeah, people that say, well, the price of everything would go up. Well, how do you know? It's not considered income. It'd be a gift. And then the people are spending on things like new cars, new houses, TVs, things like that. But you also have to remember that $1 million. You have to know how much the house is going to be, how much the car is going to be, how much the insurance is going to be. Homeowners insurance, you won't want that. How much gas is going to cost to put in that vehicle? As you can see, there's more to it. But then again, you already know that. You as parents already know, hey, it costs a lot. And what about Christmas? Christmas just passed. How much did you spend in Christmas? Let's just say for me, just for two people, I went overboard. And how many of you go overboard? If you like tax time, now starting next month, people start either next month or the month after, January, February, people are going to start getting those tax returns. And according to a report I just read, you're going to have more money in your tax return. But I looked at the tax brackets and they pretty much look the same. So, in other words, the money that you were getting before at tax time is just returning. But think of it this way. Ladies and you families that are listening, how many children do you have to earn income credit? Child tax credit, they call it. And so you see how many you get, how many children you have, and how much you're going to get per child. And so people are going to look at that. And this is the problem, though, is that remember when they were giving out all those stimulus checks? Yeah, they came in handy. I got a stimulus check while I was on the street. Are we going to have to pay that back? That has been a question. Will the people that got those stimulus checks, will they have to pay it back? That's another thing you have to look at. You see, if you start teaching your children financial literacy, you teach them from where you're at. Here's something. And at tax time, I want you, if you can afford this, take $100 and ask if you can get $100 in pennies. Sounds silly, doesn't it? Well, what would happen if you did this? Now, somebody said, what would you do if you had one penny and you doubled it every single day? Well, let's see. Penny doubled every day for a year. A penny doubled every day for a year is worth more than $1 million. This is because compound interest would have doubled the value of the pennies one last time if it were a leap year. Okay. Now, it's worth more than $1 million. So, if I were to continue every time I find a penny, and if I'd have to find out what day it was, how many pennies I had yesterday, and then put it there, and then continue doing this over and over and over and over and over. So in other words, keep your change. Because if you keep on doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling and doubling, I would have to find out how much at the end of 1 year, 1 week. So, I would have to see how much that would be after 1 week. So, after 1 week would be 64 cents. And I'd have to keep on doing that over and over and over. And I'm going to try that starting January 1st. So, I'll see how well I do. Okay, folks. And try for your kids. Just tell them, okay, try not to spend any of this, but each day, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you 1 penny, and then the next day, 2 pennies. If you find pennies, add them. Then at the end of a month, see how many pennies they have. Now, if you can do this, fine. If not, make it a game. And about doubling, compound interest. And say, if you continue to find pennies and not spend them, you know, put them in the piggy bank. Every time you find one, boom, put it away. Because trust me, you're going to find pennies all over the place. And parents, don't go into them. Let your kids see how much it builds. And then when you cash them in, you see how much money, see if you can open them up a bank account. And then they keep on saving more and more and more and more. And if you want, have them wait until the month is over, or maybe until it's full. Then find a way in which to count it. Then once it's counted, then you take that over there, and then you take the money into the bank, and you continue doing that. And you parents can do that too. You know, if the kids see that, hey, mom and dad are putting money aside, and say, hey, you put your money aside too. That way they have their own money, you have yours. And I know what you're going to say, well, in this economy, we can't do that. You know, you're right, because somebody like Elon Musk, who says, oh, you know, a guy works 40 hours a week, and I work 100 hours a week, I'm going to make more money than the person working 40 hours a week. Yeah, and you're also not going to have much time. Still trying to figure out how in the world the guy is able to do what he's doing, going on talk shows and everything. Talking about, oh, work more. Yeah. What happens? You and I both know that the IRS takes more money if you work overtime. So, if you can, you go on financial literacy classes. You know, they're all free. Sorry. Okay. Degrees.strayer.edu. No cost, general education with Sophia. Learn online. Free money coaching service. Take control of your money. Trivent.com. Free financial course. Find out where to start. Rule number one, investing. Rule1investing.com. Financial classes online. Financial literacy, life skills, and so on. So, let 2024 be the year that you're not, you know, you're not one of these complicit people that will just do whatever the government says, what social media says, what the general mainstream media says, that you think for yourself, that you learn all about money, that 2024, I believe, is going to be a game changer. And that you learn at the beginning how to invest. When 2034 rolls around, hopefully you'll be wealthier and wiser. And so will your children. And maybe we can even put child protection services out of business, because you're making so much money that your kids are learning how to think for themselves and not talk to anyone that wants to take them away. And they'll sense them. Now, I wouldn't say to have your kids tell CPS to go fuck themselves. But, you know, Don't know what's going to happen at that time. But I would seriously discourage trying to beat the shit out of them. Just the kids. Kids, if CPS comes to your school, just sit there and don't say a damn word. Now, if they try to take you, say you want to talk to your lawyer. Or, better yet, as soon as you know that CPS is coming, no matter who you are, have your friends, text your parents, say, you know, we got 5-0 here with somebody with a clipboard, looks like CPS, and have the parents come right down there. You know, so if you don't like what, like the books, if there's something that the school board doesn't want to hear that's in the library, then maybe the book should not be there. If it's not appropriate to read in a school board meeting, then it shouldn't be on the shelves. Folks, this is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down, keep moving forward, and keep learning. Know all you can about money. Know the history of what money really is. It's nothing more, nothing less than a form of bartering.